This is an introduction to a series of talks on work. I'm primarily focused on the work of a guide or so-called teacher, but certainly somebody who's working within the more real field of guidance and assistance. It's not that I am limiting it or belittling all sorts of other work, but rather I'd like to focus in this area to bring out some of the aspects of how an individual who is working within the field of assistance to the world and also to individuals can complete some of their tasks. Now, this certainly is not exclusive and not extensive from the standpoint that this is all the types and approaches that there are, for there are actually quite a few other ones. But rather, there is a real work, there is a real transmission, and through knowing and working from a basis of knowing reality and then knowing the condition of the individual or group or organization or peoples or society in which one is doing what needs to be done. And this is one of the keys of real work, and that is doing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and in the manner it needs to be done. When there are people who are doing this, they will apply their actions in various ways. From the standpoint of the real worker, there are some basic qualifications that are needed and prerequisites to doing work, one of which is a realization of self. Another one is being able to connect to and be aware of all those other beings who are working in this field, whether known or unknown, whether in these bodies or not. A third function is being able to attune to the unknown guidance. A fourth is the awareness of what is needed. A fifth are tools and abilities in order to carry out the work, discernment, and function. So, while anyone can work at any given time, and indeed every single one of us, every single person, has the ability to follow some guidance, to be of assistance, to use intuition, and even without that, we'll have the opportunity through life's functions, life's actions, the opportunity to give, to help, to do, even if it is in a more social manner, and at the very worst, out of greed for one reason or another. At least these are stepping stones toward more real function. But the person who is acting consciously, whether they know it or not, can always attune and get that sense and feeling of what they're guided to do. And every single person in this world has some abilities as a vehicle through which they can work, be it their voice, art, music, sound, literature, commerce, trade, being a parent, being a child, going to school, living in the world. There are many, many ways in which people can be of assistance. And all a person needs to do is to have the desire to help, look for some opportunities, and do what they can do. As they go further and actually do, then their abilities will increase and their discernment will increase. But in these talks, what I'm going to focus on is more of the work of the real worker. And most of these will be involved in the aspect of guidance for assistance, some teaching. I'm going to use as examples commentaries on various stories, tales, experiences, short writings. So in each one of these, I'm going to read one, and I'm going to make commentaries on them. These will be primarily drawn from three sources. Most, teaching stories, which are found in the book The Magic Monastery, some of which were written by Idris Shah, and the rest were compiled by him. They're done in a specific order, and their work is as teaching stories. There are about 30 of these. I'll comment on teaching stories in just a moment. Another group, smaller one, will come from the discourses of Rumi, Signs of the Unseen, or Fihi Ma Fihi. There'll be about 7 or 8 of these. And again, I'm going to apply them to aspects of the teacher or guide. And the third, a few will be drawn from a book by Paul Reps called Square Sun, Square Moon. Now, teaching stories are used in a more comprehensive manner. They include use by many different people on many different levels and can be done individually and also in groups. Group work gives an opportunity for people to discern what's going on in an actual story that has multiple levels, and then recount what their inspiration or feeling or perception is, their understanding is of that story. And it generally relates to personal action, qualities that the person has, ways that they perceive, ways that they do things, and so forth. These particular stories also include particular functions of a real worker. Most of them are set within a framework of so-called Sufi literature, and many of them make reference to a Sufi this or that. And if you can then extend that word and use it more as a universal worker, then you would be much closer to an understanding of this rather than to be separating it out as a sect or religion or part of a spiritual group process. Teaching story has usually 4, 5, 6 levels, sometimes 7 different levels, could be applicable in many ways. And while I'm going to read these, and most of them do function in this manner, again, I'm going to limit my commentaries to the functions of a guide or teacher, and it's not going to be exhaustive, but rather give some elements and give a sense of understanding. So this will act as a brief introduction to what's going on further, give you a little sense of approach, and now I'll get into the first story.